And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. That was Beautiful Now with Matt Brower. And we're just, again, honored and privileged and just don't even know what to say. Our guest today is Judith Hill.
Judith Hill in the house!
Some of you may know her out there if you've ever seen the This Is It Michael Jackson movie that is out. You will know Judith Hill very, very well. And if you didn't know her before that, you should check out her music and her bio before that. She has played with about everybody on the planet.
Yeah, and you would never know because she's so humble. She wouldn't brag, wouldn't say anything that she's done. But you can check out her stuff. Tell us your website, Judith.
It's judithhillmusic.com.
Yeah, and you can check out her music and some photos there, some videos, clips that she has. And man, we're really glad to have you.
Cool. Thank you. No, I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
You're one of those people who have a heart of gold, the talent up the wazoo, beautiful.
Where's wazoo?
Sings well.
Is that Indiana?
I know. Where did that work from?
Michigan.
Way back, I just have to give you a little history here. Way back when she was in college, I did a little. You had like this ostinato thing at your senior recital.
Yes, that's right.
Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
And I was so blown away. Like, it's this classical little thing, and then at the end, she had us kind of do this little soulful. I was just at that moment. I knew this girl even before the world knew the name Judith Hill. I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl's going to be famous. When are you going to be famous? And I was just so pleased when you got that little moment to be highlighted with Michael Jackson. Can we pick her brain about that?
Little moment. I mean, I think that's probably about as big a moment as one can get.
I know, right?
I mean, my goodness, that tour, whole movie was just...
The emotions. Wow. Tell us about that, because I'm sure we're so excited, and then... to have this tragedy, and then I'm sure the media, man, how do you process all of that?
Yeah, it was a roller coaster because, you know, I had come from just gigging in LA, and then from a gig in LA, I met some people, and they were like, the next day they were like, hey, do you want to try out for the Michael Jackson tour? And I was like, I didn't really take it seriously until I got the call, and they're like, come in, and you know, and long story short, you know, there was only a couple of us auditioning for it, and Michael chose me, and it was a big honor. And so to be put into that, you know, into his presence and just working with him every day was just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Every time he stepped into the room, I mean, the energy was just skyrocketing. Everyone was so excited, and he was just a joy to work with. And to go from that and to, you know, tragically him passing away, and then the media rush, it was a roller coaster, and I think that ever since then my life has kind of never been the same because of what's happened. And
do you see it as a God thing? Do you see God using this as an opportunity?
I do. God has used this opportunity to put me in front of a lot of people, to be a light. I remember after the memorial service, they sang, I got a bunch of emails coming from different people who, you know, they saw me sing Heal the World at his service. Mm. And then the first thing they did was Google me. And my bio at the time on my website told my story about how I was a Christian and grew up in a Christian family and how I came to know Christ. So I got a lot of emails after that memorial service of people just saying, you know, I read your bio and, you know, you really touched me singing that song, and you made me rethink about God. And they asked me questions about, so tell me more about, you know, he's like, you know, about your relationship with God. And there was a lot of opportunity for me to use that platform that I was given through the whole Michael Jackson experience to kind of share my faith with people who were, you know, I mean, really it was the music. Was a vehicle to get to people's hearts. And Heal the World is such a good song for that type of thing because it's very general. But, you know, at the heart of that, the message is, you know, God is the one who heals the world.
And, amen.
And that's kind of, you know, I sing it from that, you know, being a Christian, whether you sing, you know, straight up a song that says Jesus in it or not, you know, as a Christian, that worldview and your belief will will carry through everything you sing.
Right.
And so I think that it was a definite opportunity to, you know, be a light in the world.
Yeah.
And this is Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with Judith, the one and only Judith Hill. You know, I want to know what it was like to be able to walk in the presence of Michael, really. I mean, you see an icon like that and, yeah. and you know, you I mean, there's no one in my mind that is any larger yeah. of a figure than Michael
who
Jackson.
Shaped music.
And, oh, yeah. And him to say, you are the one that I want to sing with me. What does that feel like for an artist to be able to have that opportunity?
It's pretty mind-blowing because you don't really... I just couldn't really believe it. And you know, it was such a weird process because it was like... my phone kept blowing up during the process, and the guy that had introduced me to the whole, you know, camp and brought me in was like, okay, change your picture right now on MySpace, you know, because Michael's on it right now. And you know, put something more where they could see your face more. So, I mean, just thinking, okay, wow, this is weird. Michael Jackson's on my MySpace right now. Like, it's like the craziest thing ever. Like, so the process was really just insane. And then, you know, when I finally got to meet him, it was like, he steps in the room and you're like, oh my God, there's like a superhero that walked in the room. It just, because
right.
oh, yeah. you see him in person and he looks exactly like, you know, what he, in all the pictures. And to see him like face to face, you're just like, oh my God, this is yeah. crazy. And, yeah. you know, he was very sweet. He walked around the room and he's very shy. He kind of just says, thank you so much, everyone. And he calls everyone by name and he walks around, but he's always loose. He's very loose. He's dancing. Like, his body is going through moves, and he's ready to rock and roll. Like, yeah. he's very, very animated and excited. I mean, the fire in him was not diminished, had not diminished in any way. Even at the very end, he was so full of life and energy and ready to perform, and it was just an honor. I mean, he was a real sweetheart. I mean, I'd have to say that he treated everyone with the utmost respect. And treated us like his colleagues. We never felt like, you know, I'm Michael Jackson, you know, mm-hmm. and you guys.
And you're less than.
Yeah,
right?
No, he welcomed talent, and he just really, you know, he was like a musician, like mm-hmm. like us.
You know, one of our hearts here at Worship, one of the main things that I, at least, is my heart is I want to be praying for those people. I want to be praying mm-hmm. for celebrities. I want to be praying for yeah. people like you who have opportunities to be salt and light to those, you know, in the industry. Is what can we pray for you about? And have you ever felt the need to pray for somebody that you've been around, or have you ever been in those situations where you feel, I think I'm supposed to be salt and light? Mm-hmm. So two things. Tell us what we can pray for you about, and then maybe an experience that you've had where you're like, okay, this is my time to step up and show God's love.
Yeah. I think for me, just praying that God gives me the strength, the emotional and mental strength to go through, because every day it's a battle emotionally, being put in different environments and having to battle with, you know, everything from insecurity to you know, confidence and boldness, and all of these things really do become a test when you're put into, when it's almost like you become like this product, and you're constantly being judged and constantly being, you know, this is what you should do. This is who you should.
Right.
And it can get tiring when you're your own, you know, you're fighting for yourself. Right. Sometimes you feel like you have to be your own champion for what you want to sing and what you want to, how you want it to be done. And I think that that's the main thing, is support for people, to be surrounded by people who will also be on my side and support me emotionally. And for other people, when I'm around them in different environments, I think that the main thing, I think, is the love, is showing them love, because you can see a lot of this celebrities or high profile people are more distant, and I think that it almost feels like they're alone in their own world. And
so showing them love,
and showing that, you know, there are people that care for them, because I think that can be overlooked many times.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, we are in studio again with Judith Hill, And we're going to take you out with a little bit of Judith Hill's voice, and joined by Monique Donnelly and Rod Schreckengast. This is Worship Factory. Get connected. Check out Judith Hill as well on Judith Hill. What is it? JudithHill.com or Judith Hill?
JudithHillMusic.com
or go to WorshipFactory.net and check her out on WorshipFactory.net as well. Here's Judith Hill.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Judith Hill, KKLA 99.5. This is Worship Factory.